but I wanted tonight to do something entirely different. And that's kick the tires with a little composition that, ooh, some of you came in after we were doing this. I know that we need some of these over here. I want to see what happens in a couple spots and see how well we can exercise our sight reading muscles. Anyone else need one? Everyone got one? All right. So this piece I actually wrote in response to some thoughts on friends that are suffering from Alzheimer's and what it's like. So if you look at the text, 1 minute to midnight, 1 minute to a new day, 1 minute to a new chance to meet you and to say hello for the millionth, yet the first time. To say I love you like I always do, but instead I say it's nice to meet you, just to see you smile at me and you. 1 minute that you know my name, all for 1 minute that you know my face. When you suddenly remember all the good times we both shared, it makes it worth it for that moment, before it's all erased. 1 minute is beautiful. 1 minute of joy. 1 minute is all we have. 1 minute is never enough. I want just one more minute. And will it be soon enough? So the text talks about this sort of inner struggle. And I think it could be a very poignant and powerful piece. But it also kind of allowed me to push the boundaries a little bit of what it's barbershop legal, but maybe pushing some boundaries a little bit. And I think that this could be a piece that can train our ears a little bit. So I saw a hand somewhere.
Yeah, yes, but not for context.
Probably not. We'll see. Actually, this one would be much easier to do than the May Night ever was. And I struggle with how to teach this one because the section that I really want us to look at tonight is actually in the middle of the song, but it's not going to give us a very good sort of overall picture. But I still think I'm going to start there. We're going to go to measure 27, which is section 3. Look at yours, please. Two, bass, I'll sing it. One and a two, and basses now sing.
1 minute is 1 minute.
Biggest apex moment of the song. Okay? Can I hear bass and berries together? One A few tricky little spots in here for berries, but it's really not that bad. One and a two. Ready and go. Got to be this sort of swell stretch. So if I was lead, 1 minute to, or so is beautiful, 1 minute. So stretch on the long notes. One. To hear something. Are we feeling comfy? Okay? Let's do it a couple more times. I want us to get comfortable enough to the point that we can really sing it out, starting at a mezzo forte. Yes?
I do have a question.
Yes, what you got?
Major 30.
Yes.
Minute
of joy. Minute of joy. Again, I'll go.
One minute is beautiful. One minute of joy. One minute is all we have. One minute.
favorite little progressions in here. It's right here. Getting to that little dominant seventh chord. We haven't made friends with that yet. Listen to it again. Singing along. I want to see how we do. Now, this time we won't drag. One and a two and a here we go. Pitches. There's one fun little thing, and it happens in the baritone line in measure 25, 6, 7, 28. Last measure, top of 3. You switch to the C sharp, 1/8 note, before you sing the word 1 in 29. So baritones, it goes, 1 minute is beautiful. Where you see the dotted bar from measure 32 to 33, that no breath mark right there, that's got to be a huge crescendo into the word one. And the word one in measure 33, put a tenuto over that, hold it out for a very full quarter note. Okay? One, two, same section, one and a two, and a here we go. One, two, again, and go. 'I'm sorry.' It makes sense when you hear it together, but it's a little tricky on its own because of some of the chromatic. Look at Will It Be Soon Enough, and just my leads first at 36. 3, 4. Will it be soon enough? So that is a D natural in 36, so it'll sound minor. 3, 4, again. Time, please, leads at the tag. 3, 4, and.
Will it be soon?
look at your stuff, please, at the tag. Three and four and.
Will it be soon?
One, two, three, four.
I just want one more minute. One more minute. Just one minute. After all.
Good. Bass and lead together. 36, 3, 4, and. Tenors next, and we'll save the baritone for the end here. Here we go, tenors. Yeah, I'll play the other parts, but just the tenor sing. Three and four and. Trickiest part, baritones. Okay? Here's your first pitch. Three, four, and.
Will it be soon enough? I just want one more, one more minute, just one minute.
Together. I'll really plunk out the baritone part for us. Three and four, all go. Listen to the tag once. I'll do my best to play with the page here. Trickiest chord in there, because it's unexpected and you don't see it coming, is the second to the last measure, the penultimate measure, when we sing the word minute. And then after that, we're free, home free. Good. Can I hear my basses and leads, please, at 36? Three, four.
Thank you.
your bass and baritone. 3, 4, and. Instead of after. Okay? Good. Any questions, tenors? Okay? Let me hear the tag one more time, a cappella. Let's have a stand, just for the heck of it. 3 and 4 and. Let's try that again. Let's try it.
Will it be soon enough? Or baritone. Will it be soon? Leads. Will it be soon? Will it be soon enough?
3, 4, and.
Will it be soon enough?
Let's go, little fixin'. Let's go one chord at a time. Here's Will. Sing it. Go.
Will.
All the basses there and all the baritones there. Will, lead, will, tenor, will. Sing it, go.
Will.
That's okay. Sing it again. Ready and go. Should be just a G major chord. Yep. Boom, boom, boom. Again and sing. There it is. Start there. 3 and 4 and. Take it from section 3 to the end. If we do it correctly, there can be no vibrato there. It has to be very straight tone, freight train through the nose. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, ready and sing. Don't be behind. Here's bass, minute, Barry, lead, and tenor, sing minute, go. Good, we're going to approach it from the two chords, or two notes right ahead of it on the just one. Ready, and. Come on, just one, 3, and 1, and sing.
Just one.
Make a little more sense? Have a seat. Got to make our brains go just a little bit longer. We're going to go backwards to section 2, measure 17. Take a breath in between. Okay, that was pretty easy, right? Bases? Not bad. Yeah. Question?
Measure 22.
Yep.
Are the bases going to breathe between?
No, that's a bad thing. I need to fix that. But
okay.
No, the breath mark should be after we both shared it, and we'll all take a little break, no breath right there.
A little bit longer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Let's start bass and lead together. One more time. 17. 1, 2. Ready and sing.
1 minute that you know my name.
And right there, basses, you cross over so it's a whole fifth. Okay, 1 and a 2. Again and go.
1 minute.
Section there, Berries. Okay, here we go. 1, bass, baritone, and go.
Thank you.
fingers as we go. One, two, everybody go. When you suddenly listen one more time. Cool. All right. Here we go. All four parts again. One and a two and a here we sing. Got a little hung up on the it makes. Here's a good times we both shared. And then the next one is. Listen to it again. Almost read through the whole song. Let's just take it from the top. Do your bestest. Some of the hardest stuff is actually some of the moving figures in measure 7, which is why I didn't want to start there. Thank you. Thanks for indulging.